Hello, I'm Pastor Michael Eaton, and I'm the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. And we want to welcome those who are listening through our MySpace page, those who are listening through our podcast, Hear God's Word at Bethlehem.com. You may be listening from our website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com. Or you may be listening on a CD from whatever venue you're joining us today. We're going to pray that God will bless you real good. Today we're going to be listening to a message from First Lady Kimberly Eaton in our Women's Prayer Breakfast on the third Saturday of each month. And we want to invite those of you who are in the Chickasaw District or in this part of Oklahoma. We're 55 miles south of Oklahoma City to our Women's Prayer Breakfast. But Sister Eaton is going to be talking on Lady Wisdom Has the Keys to Finding God's Favor in 2008. There's somebody listening right now that needs God's favor. Well, if you want God's favor, listen to Lady Wisdom. Now, let's get into
the Lady Wisdom Has the Key to Finding God's Favor in 2008. And we're going to be coming from Proverbs chapter 8, 32 through 36. So if you want to follow along with the Bible, it's fine, but it's on the PowerPoint so you can look at it. We're going to come from the NIV, and I know some may have the King James Version. So let's go together and read verse 32. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Listen to the man who listens to me, watching daily at my door.
Waiting at my doorway, for whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord.
But whoever fails me
harms himself. And all who hate me love death.
Amen. Lady Wisdom has the key to finding God's favor in 2008. And for those of you that don't know, 8 stands for the beginning. New beginnings. Okay, so in this year, we're going to find wisdom and favor. And what I'm going to talk about today is Christians should be wise enough to fear God.
Amen.
What is wisdom? The Bible tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and that's in Proverbs 1 and 7. When we begin to recognize our life is about God, and it's not about us. This is the beginning of wisdom. How do we get more wisdom? One way is to read God's Word and learn from Him. And if we look right here, we're going to play a game, so to speak. Y'all remember, those of you all, I'm kind of dating myself. Y'all remember Simon Says? So we're going to talk about Lady Wisdom Says. And the first point we're going to talk about is Lady Wisdom says to follow me. That would be in verse 32 and 33. Lady Wisdom says, focus on me. Verse 34. Lady Wisdom says, God has favor for me. Point number 4. Lady Wisdom says, fear me. Lady Wisdom says to follow me. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore it. Do you care about your future? Before you is an appeal to consider a matter, for your future prosperously depends on it. Do you resent being called a child? If it is Lady Wisdom speaking, you should not. For her wisdom, you are more ignorant than a child. Those who listen to her and keep her advice will be blessed with happiness and success. Now, if you look in the King James Version, the 32nd chapter reads, now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are the way, are they that keep my ways. When you see therefore in a sentence, you should always ask the question, what is therefore? Therefore. Okay? What is therefore Therefore, okay, it is used to draw conclusion from what has already been written, and it is your interpretive duty to find the connection. In this case, Lady Wisdom is summarizing your need for wisdom by the benefits she has already listed. And if you go to verse chapter 8, verse 1 through 36, then you can understand what I'm getting ready to say. King Solomon personified wisdom as a woman in Proverbs 8. As we hear, she's an inanimate object, and we're calling her Lady Wisdom, which is the word that we're talking about, wisdom. She first introduced herself in the purpose. What is the purpose of wisdom? She then lists numerous benefits of wisdom for individuals and nations. Then she describes how God has wisdom before the creation of the world. And finally, she summarizes her appeal with a conclusion. That's what we're going to be focusing on today. How well do you hearken or listen or follow the word? Some people quietly listen, and it goes in one ear and out the other. Okay? Some of you all read or see while the preacher is preaching, it goes in one eye and out the other. Okay? Some read a book, and they leave without learning a thing. Others strain for every word, and they go away considering soberly. Hearing and thinking about something means little. A lot of times when we're sitting around in church, depending on our mood, you know how we are as women. You know, we just may not be having a good day. Now, the Lord may have gave you a word, but did you really get it? Did it go in one ear and out the other? You know, look around and sister, somebody made me mad. Now you done got your whole countenance messed up. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Hello? Now, you must change your life by what you hear in order for it to profit, to affect your life. The Bible is the only inspired and perseverance book of wisdom on earth. So this is the only place you're going to be able to get wisdom is through the word, by reading the word. Only those who obey it will succeed. God's wisdom only benefits those who keep it. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, much fine gold, sweeter also the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and keeping them, they are a great reward. Now that's in Psalms 19:10-11. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This should be blessed in his deed, James 1:25. Now, when you really think about the hearer and doer of his holy word, I was speaking to my husband this week, and I said, you know what? I never really heard that term, you know, used so much as when we were in West Texas. You know, they would get up, and I hear it sometime here in Oklahoma, and after the scripture is read, the hearer and the doer. You know, I used to wonder about that, the hearer and the doer of his holy word, you know. And what that's basically saying is those that hear will get the word. Those who do will get the word. But if you don't hear and you don't do, then you don't get anything. Jesus warned us of three primary threats to learn wisdom. First, you do not pray, prepare, concentrate, or review what is taught. Second, you are too fearful and weak to stand against the persecution and resistance of others. Third, you are too infatuated with this world's hype and its myths. Choke out every bit of life that you have in you. Verse 33, listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore it. Here is some of the best advice you can ever receive. These 11 words, listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore it. Your character, your reputation, your present situation in life, and your future expectations are dependent on how well you have kept and will keep this simple proverb. The defining trait of a wise woman, and I'm using woman in the place of man, which is in the Bible, you know, They use men, but we're going to use woman today since this is a woman's breakfast. Okay? The defining trait of a wise woman is her ability to follow these basic three-part rule. Solomon continues to use the verb, the word lady wisdom. So he's trying to get you to see that she's a sweet lady. Okay? Lady wisdom addresses children in her kind appeal for them to be wise and obtain her great blessings. The advice is so short and so simple and so basic that most of us will ignore it. They think that there cannot be wisdom in so few words, and that's where you go wrong. Lady wisdom first says, hear instruction. Fundamentally, to all learning is the ability and choice to listen to the word. Arriving in this world totally ignorant, the only knowledge you will acquire must be from others. Not many of us like to be told they know nothing and must learn how to think and act. But wise men crave this very activity. Now, you know, when someone tell you, you just acting just like a child. Now, how you feel? You be sitting there getting totally upset. The smokestack is just about to bust. You know, you see the cartoon when somebody get mad and all of a sudden, you just get all upset. What you getting upset for? You know? And what this is telling you is that we come into this world ignorant. We come into this world not knowing a thing. No matter how much education you get, no matter what schools you attend, you still don't know nothing according to the word. Lady wisdom, wise children appreciate and enjoy listening to their parents, but they consider and remember that their parents know far more than they know. Wise parents still listen to their parents, but they still know more. And wise saints will crave the house of God where they can hear God's word open and explained for the profit of their souls. Paul commanded hearers in Berea for their nobility in hearing his preaching with a ready mind. Yet the Bible clearly describes different levels of hearing. Herod Antipater heard John the Baptist gladly, but then he cut off his head. Jesus told his hearers to take heed how they heard in order to bear fruit. Lady Wisdom then adds, and be wise. How do you respond to what you hear from your parents, the pastor, and teachers? If that's Jesus, you can go ahead and answer that. Do you reject your own thoughts to accept and adopt what you hear? She requires true wisdom, which learns from others. Arrogant wisdom that rejects instruction is very foolish and dangerous. Now, thinking about just different situations, we're just going to talk about maybe relationships, the man and the woman kind. Now, you know, when something is not right, first thing you do is you think about it, and then you go and talk to somebody about it, right? And this knucklehead is just acting up, and your friends, they see what's going on, and they say, girl, you might need to drop that zero and get yourself a hero. But you sitting there waiting by the telephone on this knucklehead to call you, and he ain't calling because he out somewhere else doing what he do. Then you sitting over here worried about, well, he didn't do this, and he didn't do that. But everybody can see, but you can't, right? That's being ignorant when, especially if you got a trusted person, especially a saint that knows the word, that you consider wise, and they sitting here telling you, somebody that you respect, that, hey, this is not right for you. That's called refusing instruction and being disobedient and not listening. Because for Christian, especially Christian women and men, the Lord always give you a way out. Okay? He always give you somebody to give you that instruction. But the thing about it, are you hearing? Okay? Then she said, and refuse it not. A hateful response to correction, instruction, or warning proves a foolish heart. Reject it and listen submissively. Do not turn away from your teacher, even if he or she says something you dislike. Who is she standing up here telling me about myself? You know, don't be getting convicted and getting mad at me, okay? Because Paul taught, despise not prophesying, meaning by his hearers to love, seek, and accept preaching. 2 Thessalonians 5:20. Do you love preaching, rejecting your ideas, and accepting instruction? It is the measure of your wisdom. It tells your future peace and prosperity. Are you listening? Are you praying? Are you using the tools that have been given to you? The tools that are given to you are the instruction from the pastor on Sunday morning, the instruction from your Sunday school teacher in Sunday school. But you first got to be there to get it. Hello? As women, are you in the mission group? Or are you in anything where you're getting instruction? Are you using the tools that you have been provided to increase your knowledge and wisdom? We all have prayed for one thing or another. I remember back about 2 or 3 years ago, my deputy director, when I was employed with the state of Texas, called me one rainy, cold March afternoon, and he said, Kimberly, did you know we had a position open? It was like way down in South Texas, but you know, I wasn't trying, you know, I heard it, you know, but I didn't really think about it. And I said, well, yeah, my director told me about it. Well, don't you have experience doing this? And it was a training position. And I said, yeah. He said, well, didn't she tell you about the position? You know, and the way he kept telling me, you know, I'm like, well, she ain't tell me like that. You know what I mean? I was getting it then. I said, well, is the position open? He said, no, we've already failed it. Okay? So it was like, he started telling me, he said, you know, I've had to move all across the state to get the positions that I've got. And, you know, when we're married and having families or what have you, it's not easy to do that to improve your career. But at the same time, I wasn't married then. Okay? So he said, well, you're not married anymore. I said, no. He said, well, you know, I had to move around. And he said, this might be the perfect time for you to move around. And you're kind of behind a lot of people here. You know, even though I was always coming in second in a different position, I had been praying to get a new job, you know, in the field that I was in because I was bored to tears. I was praying for a new car. I remember all this stuff. I had been praying, for years, you know. Lord, let my car just keep running because, honey, I don't know what's going on with it right now. You know, so I started listening at what he was telling me. I said, this man don't call me. Now, he don't just call anybody, you know. He's deputy director of the whole agency. You know, he's in Austin. So the whole point of the matter is that I heard what the man was saying. You know, he took his time to call me. Okay, I was a unit supervisor then, which basically I had just a little crew of people that worked up under me, and I was trying to get the office. That's what I had been applying for, or even the area, the director's job. So I started looking, you know, and at that time I was dating our pastor here. And so I started looking at in West Texas. I said, well, this man up here in Abilene, I'm like, you know, but I was like, okay, I'm gonna be open-minded. So within 30 days, maybe less than that, well, about 30 days, the position came open in Midland. But I didn't get that one. I had a good shot at it, but it wasn't my job. Then I went up to Odessa because the woman that got that job had her position open. That wasn't my job. So, you know, I'm all right. It's June now, you know. Had driving halfway back to Dallas on a 6-hour trip, I found out before I got half back to Abilene that somebody already had the job. They had already posted it. I hadn't even got back home yet. So you can imagine how I was feeling. You know, I was getting kind of discouraged, you know, a little bit. You know, I'm pretty strong, but that one kind of knocked me off. I didn't even get back home before they'd already announced who they gave the job to. You see what I'm saying? And Then, about 2 weeks later, my director came to me and said, the director here in West Texas said, position coming open in Abilene, apply for that. So, that's what I did. I applied for that position in Abilene and got it. Well, y'all already know the story. 3 months later, I was engaged, you know, had a new job, had a new car, which he done took over my truck, you know, my SUV. But anyway, had a new car. You know, these are things that I had been praying for. But the thing about the whole thing, got married. The thing about the whole story is, had I not been listening, I would have missed all of that. You understand what I'm saying? I would have missed my blessings. Are you getting it? Lady Wisdom says, focus. Focus on me. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. Do you crave wisdom, Jocelyn? Do you crave wisdom? Before we move on, consider the question. Do you crave? Do you really crave? Favor from heaven depends on it. Are you eager to hear wisdom being taught, Sister Watkins? Okay. Do you seek wisdom every day? Amen. Do you wait with excited anticipation for any opportunity to learn? Eager seekers are blessed with life and favor from the Lord. Solomon uses Lady Wisdom to appeal to men to obtain knowledge and understanding. Lady Wisdom in this Proverbs is used 3 times. The me, the my, and the my. If you look up there, you say, blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. There are rewards for those who seek and find wisdom. The blessings of life and favor of the Lord. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man getteth understanding. This is the most exciting thing that we can hear this morning, because what this is telling you is how you can obtain favor. We're getting ready to go into favor here in a minute. What hinders you today from hearing wisdom? You know, what's going on? You know, you got something stuck here? Do you watch for Lady Wisdom every day? Are you waiting at her post or daily at her doorways? She loves those who hear her, and those who seek her will find her. In Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. My favorite scripture. I remember sitting at my on my bed, probably after work, had a hard day, you know, and I was reading the Bible, and I ran across that scripture. But you know what? That's the scripture. You hear me? If you can get that up here between these two right here, then you'll get anything you want. Do you understand what I'm saying? Anything you want. Because the first thing you got to do is seek him first. Okay? Now, what did we talk about earlier about you have to fear the Lord to be able to gain his wisdom? Okay? Then you have to seek him. Seek ye first. Most women are too lazy and stubborn. Jesus called them wayside hearers. Now, in the scripture it says men, but we're going to talk about y'all today. Okay? They do not prepare or apply themselves, and Satan quickly snatches away any wisdom. It requires tenacious preparation and listening by hearing. And a lazy approach to preaching or written instruction will never work. Much teaching falls on deaf ears and blind eyes. Most women today cannot endure sound doctrine. Hello? Y'all know some folks like that now. I hope there ain't nobody in here like that. Other women are too comfortable. Jesus called them stony ground hearers. They may get excited to hear the truth, but they quickly will lose. They will quickly wilt like a thirsty flower when encountering any opposition. They value friendship and peace more than truth and wisdom. These timid compromisers have no real commitment to truth, and the cost of discipleship is too much for them. Y'all know some women like that? Well, we call them some stony ground hearers. Other women love the word. Jesus called them thorny ground hearers. They appreciate hearing the truth, but they are more interested in money and pleasure. They are absorbed with a profession, hobby, or amusement, and cannot find the time or effort to enthusiastically pursue wisdom. The love of money and pleasure ruins them. Remember Lot's wife and Damas. These three kind of hearers, the great part of all women, never received the Lord's blessing. They miss the life he offers. They miss his divine favor. And they do not grow in wisdom. In fact, God takes away from them the knowledge and the wisdom that they think they have. Now, that's in Luke 8 and 18. That's in the scripture. In God's economy, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. He leaves lazy hearers bankrupt to remain in the congregation of the dead. Hello, do we have any lazy congregants here today? But there are good ground hearers. They hear wisdom gladly, and they bear fruit and obtain the Lord's favor. They are committed and diligent, as our proverb describes. They were called noble in Berea, and Solomon describes them as single-minded. So you got to have a single mind, stayed on Jesus.
All right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. You can't be all over the place talking about you saved.
My Lord.
You know, you understand what I'm saying when I say all over the place? Mm-hmm. Now, you in here talking about amen, amen, amen. Then you out there telling somebody else, hello, hello. You know what I want to say. Okay? Now, I don't let that go. They appreciate hearing like hunting for treasure with great zeal. There are only a few of them. But they're the Lord's jewels. See, I want to be one of his jewels. You know, because I know I'm precious like that. You know, diamond, pearl, whatever. You know, this month is garnered my birthday. So, you know, I'm one of those precious jewels. And that's the way you want to be in the Lord. You want to be considered a jewel. Okay? Excuse me. What is the lesson Jesus says? Take heed, therefore, how you hear. How you hear has consequences. If you're a wayside, stony ground, or a thorny ground hearer, he will strip you of your knowledge and blessings you think you have. If you're a good ground hearer, he will give you more knowledge and blessing. Take heed, therefore, hear ye. Crave wisdom. Seek her daily. Apply yourself eagerly and wait every opportunity. David craved wisdom. We know how he was running around in the woods and he was asking for wisdom. More to be desired. He wanted it more than gold. David wanted wisdom. A lot of people, they rather have more money than gold. You know, than wisdom. Right? You know, the world wants what? They want money. They want power. They want everything but what the Lord says that we're supposed to have, which is wisdom. Wisdom and truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ, are valuable things. Many prophets and righteous women desire to see and hear the gospel, but they did not. Noble women will sell all they have to buy it. Lady Wisdom offers freely, but you had better not squander her invitation because she will leave you helpless and hopeless when your hard times come in just revenge. Where do you meet Lady Wisdom? She's in between the covers of each and every one of your Bibles. That's what Lady Wisdom is. That girl crazy. Is it out of duty or eager anticipation? She is heard from the pulpits of a Bible preaching church with faithful pastors. How do you hear? Is it painful and painfully endurance or enthusiastic appreciation? How do you hear it? Are you hearing it with pain when you hear the word? You know, is it just hurting you? You know, is it just like, oh Lord, you know, or are you even though you hear it, are you being enthusiastic about what you hear? Do you appreciate it? Okay. She is here in these few comments of this Proverbs. Do you speed read or do you carefully meditate? Oh, girl, I read the Bible 5 minutes. Okay. Girl, yeah, I read the Bible every morning. You ain't read but 5 minutes. Come on. You're a Christian. You know, you're supposed to be wise. You know, are you meditating on the word? Or are you just sitting here being able to, I can come to the women's breakfast and say, yeah, I read the Bible. No, you ain't read but 2 minutes and 2 seconds. And probably didn't get nothing out of that. Hello? Blessed is the man that heareth me. Are you prepared and a ready hearer like the noble barons when wisdom is preached? Blessed is the man watching daily at my gates. Do you seek wisdom each day of your life, or do you just seek it on Sundays? Blessed is the man that waits at the post of my doors. Do you eagerly anticipate each opportunity when lady wisdom may appear to offer further understanding? Do you understand what I mean by that? Do you take every opportunity that's offered to you to learn the Lord's word, no matter what the cost is? The Lord, the blessed Lord, will be found by any woman who searches for him with his whole heart. Do you seek him with your whole heart? Is it the man who delights the Lord and receives the desires of his heart? Do you fervently delight in him? And what of his wisdom? Do you crave wisdom? Before leaving the proverb, consider the question, do you crave wisdom? Your future blessings depend on it. You know, thinking back again, you know, down in Dallas at Concord, we had what we call the Concord Biblical Center for Biblical Studies. And basically what it was like a university to learn the Bible, in a sense. It may get, you know, it may be about 50 or 60 courses in the curriculum. And boy, I couldn't wait till the curriculum came out. It was always a fall inclusion and a spring inclusion. Most of the average Christian took one class, okay? But I took two every time it came out, which meant I was at church two days doing that. You know, my work schedule allowed it, you know, Wednesday night, Sunday, whatever ministry I was in. So I was like craving his word. You know, we took some leadership classes from, and I was just happy just to sit up under Dr. Lassiter. Dr. Lassiter was university president in Dallas at the Dallas Community College. He was over that whole system. And he was a member of our church. He was on the staff. So to sit up under somebody that's, you know, that was that educated, you know, I was like, ooh, I was sitting right there. I was all up under him, just like this here on the front row. You know what I'm saying? trying to get every morsel that fell out this man's mouth. You know, because he was a smart man. He was an intelligent man. He knew the word. And I wanted to get what he had. I wanted whatever he had to follow me. You know, so that's what I ask you, do you crave? Are you craving? You know, you crave cheesecake, and what it do? Make you fat. Okay? Hello? I'm just being real with you. Are you craving the word? Can you get fat in the word? Hello? Do you want to be fat in the word? You know? Do you want to be filled up? You know, I just remember, you know, and I'm still like that. You know, when I get something, I hear something, it's like, oh, Lord, let me get some more of that. You know, but everybody ain't like that. You know, you may not have gotten to that point yet, but that's what I'm trying to get you to see. This is the way you should be if you're not there yet, because it's not too late. Amen. Let's go to the next slide, honey. Lady Wisdom says, God has favor for me. Now, this is the good part right here. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. Lady Wisdom offers life in the favor of the Lord. What more could you want? Favor. Do you really know what favor is? She brings life and God's blessing. This is the abundant life. You hear people talk about that? Ooh, I want the abundant life. Half of them don't know what the abundant life is. They don't. This is the best life. This is the eternal life. But where you look for her, dear women of Bethlehem in the Chickasaw District, are you looking where she can be found? Where you find her? She certainly is not hiding. But she is standing in open places, appealing to women of all ages and in life situations. But she encourages us to love her and seek her early when we are young. But some of us pass that young age. So we're going to seek her right now. Okay? So which means that if you have children, you need to be trying to teach them some wisdom now. You know, because some of us didn't get taught growing up wisdom. You know, you probably thought growing up that wisdom was just for old people. But that's not true. Okay? In the scripture, Solomon continues to use Lady Wisdom, just like we hear Lady Liberty, Mother Nature. He's still using wisdom, Lady Wisdom, as the voice of a woman. Okay? Your treatment of wisdom will have great consequences in your life for good or evil. If you seek wisdom diligently, you will be blessed. If you neglect or resent wisdom, you must love death and want the destruction of your own soul. Any woman and every woman says he wants an abundant life. They would also say it worse, that the favor of God could not hurt. They spend all their time and effort and resources on vain things that do not improve life, and these things vex their spirit. Yet, how many women seriously apply themselves to wisdom? Wisdom will lead you to life, a satisfying and successful life of joy, peace, and contentment. It will bring the favor of God, the blessings of protection, prosperity, and a personal relationship with Him. It is based in the fear of the Lord. Now, that's in Proverbs 1 and 9, and then you can go in 9 and 7 and see the same thing. She repeats it twice. And it brings, fear of the Lord brings a great reward. Where will you look for wisdom? She's not hard to find, but she is not where the world congregates. Women have fun in their country clubs, nightclubs, and their social clubs. But there is no wisdom in these places. Wisdom is found in the scriptures, a Bible preaching church, and a company of wise women. Okay? But wisdom must be sought diligently. It does not rub off on you. Okay? It is not absorbed by being lazy. Okay? It cannot be picked up like candy. It must be pursued with vigorous zeal, or you won't find it. Reading the Bible is not enough. Attending the right church is not enough. And neither will talking with wise men be enough. You must conscientiously and persistently seek it with your whole heart and desire. If you do that, she will be found. That means you got to, I mean, it's just something in you that you just got to be, you just got to be a pursuit. Yeah. You know, just like getting on that horse and, hey, we're finna go ride. Woo, Lord, let me stop. Anyway, the greatest life and favor of God is found in Jesus Christ. He says, I come that you might have life and they might find it more abundantly. Fellowship with God and fullness of joy are the marks of this great life, and it ends everlasting life, being an eternal heir of God with Christ. You know, Lord, the Lord has blessed me so much. I remember, you know, you all probably can remember the Jabez prayer when it first came out. It was the hottest thing going. Books flying off the shelf. You know, and I still love the Jabez prayer. And I just summed it up this way. You know, every morning when I got up, it was like, Lord, bless me today. Expand my territories and keep me away from evil. Okay? Because number one, I wanted the Lord to bless me. You know, you want the Lord's blessing. You want to get favor. Bless me today. That should be the first thing you say. Okay? Lord, bless me today. Expand my territories. And Lord has expanded us all the way to Powell's Valley. Woo! I'm just telling you the truth. He expanded. You praying that prayer, you know, but you got to be careful what you pray for. You know, because I was in Dallas, Texas, you know, Dallas Metroplex, Arlington, what have you, for 18 years, you know. But when I started praying that prayer, probably around 1999, somewhere around there, probably about 9 years ago, you know. Lord, bless me today. You know, I was all on the hype. Expand my territories and keep me away from evil. You know, get some devils away from me. Mm-hmm. You know, I was seeking the Lord's word, you know, and the Lord expanded me to Abilene. I just got in my car and rode up I-20 to Abilene. Got my man. You know, he started, you know, I'm writing a book called A Pastor's Wife in West Texas, you know, and the subtitle is How She Heard the Voice of God and Moved to West Texas to Get a Man and Other Blessings Too. Okay?
Amen.
So, pray for me because I'm still trying to get it together. You know, he expanded my territories. I was promoted. I've been praying that prayer a long time.
Come on.
I was promoted, you know. And it was like I was always coming in second. I had a good attitude about it. I know that I'm going to get blessed. It was just a matter of when. But, you know, the naysayers, why are you still applying? These people here, they're not more qualified than you. But you know what? I was like, when the Lord get ready for me to go, I'm going. And ain't nobody going to be able to stop me. And that was my attitude the whole, always been in trying to be promoted to something. You know, trying to seek something, you know, better for myself. I never worried about getting rejected, getting, you know, disqualified or people talking. And see, that's what we're talking about is you can't be worried about other people. You got to be keeping your mind like this here. You know, you got to be single-minded. You can't worry about what's going on out here. Because if you worry about all this here, you ain't going to get what you're supposed to get. You know, because see, I don't have nothing to do with nobody that's talking that negative talk in my ear. Because I ain't trying to hear it. And I tell y'all, know me, I ain't trying to hear all that mess. I don't do mess. You know, and the thing about it is you have to keep your mind focus, stayed on Jesus. You got to have that zeal in your heart to want to do what God wants you to do. You know, that's wisdom. And then eventually he's going to reward you with favor. And I'm still waiting on my favor not to stop. I don't want it to stop. I want him to just keep on going. You understand what I'm saying? Because that expanding my territories allowed me to retire from my job. You know, I had 20 years, 4 months from the point we got this church. You understand what I'm saying? And I was thinking I was going to work a whole another year. And then one day I said, wake up, fool. You ain't got to work no more. You know what I mean? You ain't got to work no more. You can't keep killing yourself up and down the highways. Quit. I have made this way for you.
Come on.
You understand what I'm saying? You know, so you have to listen. I had to listen to my body because I was hurting in my legs. My mind was crazy. I'm like, I ain't doing nobody no good doing this. Ding, ding, ding. You can retire next month. Oh, okay. You know, so you have to think about all of that when you're seeking God's favor. You know, the first thing you got to do is you got to listen. You got to listen. You know, you got to meditate. I'm one of them kind. You can tell me something right now, Tony, I may not even respond to you. You know why? Because it's up here in my memory bank. I'll get home, get quiet somewhere, and I remember exactly what you said, replaying what you told me. Okay, so, you know, it's all stored up here. But then you probably gave me a piece of wisdom, so I'm trying to replay what you said. You know, a lot of times when you're talking with your friends or you're talking with someone, you're not really sometimes paying attention. But you got to kind of be paying attention to get the word, because the Lord don't come all the time. You know, he may knock on the door once, he may knock on the door twice, and he may knock on it three times. Y'all done heard the boat, the story about the man that drowned, you know, and he was like, Lord, why you didn't save me? Well, I sent you this rowboat. You didn't get on. You know, I'm saying it's probably different the way you heard it. I sent this big ship through the life raft over, and you didn't get on that either. You know, and I sent you the helicopter, let the ladder down, and you didn't grab that either. So now you're dead. You're drowned. Because you know why? You weren't hearing and you weren't paying attention. Okay? But Lady Wisdom says, and this is our final point, fear me. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. And who hate me, all who hate me love death. Do it my way or die. This is the ultimatum of Lady Wisdom. She freely offers you wisdom, which is more precious than anything on earth. She lists fabulous blessings that accompanies wisdom. She describes her internal existence with God and the role in creation. If you refuse her, you choose a slow and painful death for yourself. She has no mercy for those that reject her. In this verse, Lady Wisdom is a beautiful and powerful figure of speech, but she belies the ferocious severity of this woman. If you ignore her, hard times will come in your life. If you reject wisdom, she will laugh and mock you of all your troubles. She will ignore your cries when you are drowning in anguish, distress, and fear, while destruction feeds on your life and soul. She is not unjustly cruel. Fools are wickedly profane. If an offer of wisdom is rejected, then the brute beast that despises it deserves to suffer. There is nothing unjust here. Since wisdom is a principal matter of life and eternity, rejecting it is arrogant suicide. Those that sin against wisdom by choosing their own ideas are wronging their own souls. Those that hate wisdom and scorn her correction and instruction must love a painful death. Wisdom is the only way to live a happy, prosperous, safe, and successful life. If you rebel against it, you must love the dysfunctional lives that torture the souls of most people today. Dysfunction is epidemic. Divorce, drugs, debt, and disobedient children, disease, depression, and drunkenness are rampant. Lady Wisdom offers the cure. If you reject her, you wrong your own soul. If you scorn her, you must love death for where you are headed. Neither God, nor wisdom, nor the Bible is a take-it-or-leave-it matter. There is no option for agreeing to disagree with God in heaven. There is no option to accept parts of the Bible and reject other parts. Y'all know people that do that. They pick out what they want. Okay? Mankind has two branches, the small minority following the straight and narrow path of life, and the large majority following the wide and broad road to destruction. God of heaven is infinitely sovereign over your life. You are nothing. He is the potter and you are the clay. He does according to his will in heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can resist or question him. He has made all things for himself. He has created you with an eternal soul, and you cannot turn it off. Without ever asking you, he does not ask you for approval for even one circumstance of your life. Do you understand that part? He don't need your approval to do nothing. Hello? Humble yourself before him. He revealed himself in creation so that all men are without excuse for not worshiping and thanking him, because man thinks himself wise. He hardens their hearts and blinds their minds to defile themselves with sodomy and other abominable and inconvenient sins. Do you know the God of the Bible? He changes not, and he never will. The world has entered its stages, its final stages of existence. The perilous times of the last days has brought an infinite and compromising brand of Christianity. These carnal and worldly Christians despise the Bible preaching. They much prefer half-truths and entertainment, especially if they can wear cutoffs and flip-flops and drop it like it's hot while sipping Starbucks coffee, flipping through the channels to watch TBN, BET, and other different Christian networks on the big screens trying to get the Holy Ghost feel. These modern frauds despise the words of the living God. They want to hear smooth things, just like the truth rejectors before them. They want the Jesus rap, the Christian rock, and the heavenly funk, rather than the sound doctrine. They want purpose-driven drool and seeker-sensitive sap, rather than thus saith the Lord. Lady Wisdom says, "But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul, and they that hate me love death." How did the Lord Jesus Christ state the same sentiments to the Jews that killed him? "For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench above thee and compass thee round and keep thee in on every side and lay even thee with the ground and thou children with thee, and thou shalt not live in thee one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation." And he fulfilled it perfectly to the letter in 70 A.D. when the Romans army under Titus. We're in the most technology stage of life, with computers, Blackberries, and receiving music via podcast in an instant. We're speeding down the information superhighway of life with high-speed internet, cable, and cell phones. Women of Bethlehem and women of the Chickasaw District, what will you do? The God of heaven has revealed himself to you in creation. Lady Wisdom has spoken to you from the 8th book of Proverbs. She is offering you wisdom and knowledge to receive the favor of God. The Bible is the only source of righteousness, truth, and wisdom in the world, and its primary message is supreme, is the supreme authority of the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. The Lord wants to know, do you hear him now? Thank you.
Hello, this is Pastor Eton again. We want to thank you for listening in on our Women's Prayer Breakfast, January the 19th, 2007 at 9 a.m. And again, the third Saturday of each month is our Women's Prayer Breakfast, and we thank you for joining in. And before we sign off, we just want to make sure that Lady Wisdom truly speaks to those who do not have a personal relationship with God. For Lady Wisdom has said that the beginning of knowledge is the fear of God. God wants you to fear him, not to necessarily be afraid, but to respond to him. You see, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish." And you may say, why did God give his Son? Well, God gave his Son, for the Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." You see, it doesn't matter who you are or whom's you are. If you're born of a woman, you were born a sinner. And the Bible also says, "But God demonstrated his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." See, Lady Wisdom says, responds to God's way to get to God. For Jesus Christ said, "I am the way," meaning the only way, the truth, and the life. "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Lady Wisdom tells you that Jesus is God's only Son and God's own, the only way to enter into a personal relationship with God. So all you have to do right now, if you want to enter into a personal relationship with God, is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Pray this simple prayer. "Dear God, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins, was buried and raised again on the third day. Dear Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life as my Lord and Savior." If you prayed that prayer for the first time, or if you're willing to pray that prayer for the first time, we would love for you to be a part of the Bethlehem Church family. For the Lady Wisdom says, after you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you need to be in a church home. And we're 55 miles south of Oklahoma City, and we would love to see you in the service. We're at 311 North Dunbar in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. And also, Lady Wisdom says to a Christian without a church home, maybe you're already a Christian and you prayed that prayer a long time ago, but you've fallen away and don't have a church home. Lady Wisdom tells us to not forsake the assembly of together. So you need to be in a church home, whether you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ or whether you've known the Lord for a while and have fallen away. We want to see you in the service at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. And if you are not near Oklahoma, we're going to pray that God will deliver you to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-living church where you can grow up in the things of God. We want to thank you for listening to Sister Etan and also for listening to Lady Wisdom. And may God bless you and keep you is my prayer. And let me give this prayer of benediction. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. And we pray, Lord, that you put your hedge of protection around us and keep us safe from all harm and danger until we meet again, Lord, either in the service or right here in Cyber Church. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and praise the Lord.